Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, praying the scriptures. Jesus says in the gospel reading for today from Luke chapter 11 verses 5 through 13, to ask in order to receive, knock, and the way, the truth, and the life will be opened to you. He is, of course, talking about receiving the Holy Spirit. But remember, this includes the fullness of life that the Holy Spirit provides, the fullness of truth, and the fullness of making our way to heaven by uniting ourselves in holiness to God here on earth. Obtaining all this occurs through one situation at a time in our everyday lives. One of the most excellent ways to pray is to use scriptures as a dialogue with the Holy Spirit. Find any scripture that pertains to a certain need and read it as a personal letter from God. Then answer that letter. Let's illustrate this with today's first reading from Malachi chapter 3, verses 13 through 20b. Are you suffering hardships because of someone who believes that it is in vain to serve God and thinks, what do I profit by keeping his command? Use this scripture passage as a prayer to God, like so. Lord, they have defiled you in their words and in their evil actions. You are listening attentively to my pleas for help. I trust you. Protect me as you have promised. Show me your compassion, that all the world may see. Destroy all the roots and the branches of evil in those who would harm me. Help me recover in healing rays of your justice. Thank you. Amen. Now reread the scripture as a dialogue with the Holy Spirit, like so. Then they who fear the Lord spoke with one another, and the Lord listened attentively. The Holy Spirit wants to remind you that when you seek the help of your Christian community, sharing your burden with Christ-centered friends, Jesus listens to you and ministers to you through them. Tell Jesus that you're going to visit one of your Christian companions today and you'd like him to reveal something helpful through that person. Notice this phrase, on the day I take action. A promise for you. Tell Jesus how you feel about waiting for that day. You will again see the distinction between the just and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. You've seen God intervene against evil before. You will see it again. Tell Jesus how much you appreciate the times past when he vindicated you and that you'll trust him to do that again. The day is coming, blazing hot, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble, setting them on fire. Everyone, sooner or later, faces justice. Either the evildoers who've hurt you will regret it and burn with a desire to repent, or they will burn with the deeper fires of regret during purgatory when they discover how little room they had made for God's love in their hearts. Or they will burn where the fires are unquenchable because they've turned away from God forever. Ask Jesus to do everything possible to help them repent before it's too late, and ask him how you can help him do that. For you, there will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays. What a wonderful way to end this letter of reassurance from God. What are you going to say to him now?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.